for listening to the Widnes Rugby Chat podcast, available every Wednesday on iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom and widnesrugby.com.
On this week's show, I speak to Viking scrum half Matty Smith, former Viking centre Anthony Gellin, and we look ahead to the new Championship season. Welcome to Widnes Rugby Chat episode 37, the last one before the Championship season begins on Sunday. Widnes travelling to Bower Fold, the home of Stalybridge Celtic, to face Oldham. If you've not been there before, or if you have been there before, it's the same place Widnes played Oldham last season in the Challenge Cup. I sat down with Matty Smith at the Championship season launch a week or so ago. Got that full interview coming up just in a moment. I also caught up with him on Love Rugby League as well, so keep an eye out for that podcast as well. But let's go straight into it then. I sat down with Matty Smith to discuss how his move to Widnes came about and how he's been finding pre-season so far.
So Matty, obviously made the decision to sign for Widnes. Just tell us a little bit how that all came about.
Yeah, you know, as soon as I got the contract sorted with Catalans, which allowed me to speak to other clubs, spoke to Tim straight away, and it was great. You know, I've spoken to him a couple of times before with one finger and other clubs, and to finally, you know, sit down with him and go through, you know, what he wanted the team to, how the team to play, and who he's bringing in, who he's trying to get, and you know, for me straight away, you know, I wanted to sign. I think, you know, to work with him, you know, the experience he's got and what I can learn from him as well, is a big reason. But you know, it's local for me. I've been at the club before. I'm familiar with the club, and you know, know quite a lot of the lads as well. So you know, it's been an easy transition into going into training and obviously playing my first game yesterday.
Must have been a really frustrating couple of years. Obviously, you went from Wigan, signed for Saints, and then obviously got frozen out at Saints, and then you've gone Catalan, and there's been sort of the drink water situation in the background, yeah, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And obviously ended last season at Warrington. Must be frustrating, I suppose, for you as a player in at this stage of your career, not to be playing week in, week out.
Yeah, definitely. I think that you know, you've hit the nail on the head there. It's frustrating, and you want to play. You want to play every single game, especially, you know, the back end of your career, and you know, for one reason or another, it didn't work out at Catalans. But you know, the experience we got from going over there was great, not just for me but for my family as well. But you know, it's good to be back home, back around family, and just hopefully start enjoying my rugby again. You know, like you mentioned, I come from Wigan, you know, in 2016, where, you know, won everything. You know, had 4.5 great years at Wigan, and then, you know, signed for Saints, didn't quite work out, broke my leg and all that kind of stuff, and you know, things kind of spiraled then, and then signed for Catalans didn't happen for me. So you know, to get to a club now where I think you wanted, and you know, you can start enjoying your rugby again, that's my main focus, is just to get on and have a smile on my face and play some good rugby and hopefully do well for Widnes.
Did you have to think about it quite a bit, dropping from Super League to the Championship?
I suppose a little bit, but you know, I knew how good the league was. I think it, you know, you look around the room now, and you know, looking in front of me, you've got Sean Lunt, you've got Clarkson, you've got, you know, people like that. You know, Scott Morrell, they've all played one time or another, they've all played Super League football. So it is a strong league, and you know, you're training full time is obviously a lot different to part time. You know, I've got a lot of time on my hands at the minute, looking after me, you know, my kids and stuff, stay at home dad, but. Yeah, I'm probably enjoying that side of it as well, and it probably allows me to maybe think about what I'm going to do after my career and maybe get someone in place for that. So I'm enjoying it at the minute. It's great. I get to play golf whenever I want, and so it's a lot different, but you know, I'm certainly making the most of it at the minute.
How does that affect you in terms of your fitness and your nutrition and your eating? Have you noticed that? Because I know you speak to a lot of players who, when they retire or when they go part-time, they used to have everything sort of dead structured, and that is, have you found it difficult to adapt to that?
I suppose it is difficult a little bit, but you know, I've tried to, I mean, you know, what Widnes have given me a great contract which allows me to train full-time, you know, not having to work, and you know, concentrate on getting myself as fit as I can be. You know, before I signed for Widnes a couple of weeks ago, I didn't do anything for 10 weeks, so I feel like I needed that just to get away from the game, just to eat what I want, you know, drink what I want, and just try and have that mental break away from the game. And as you can probably tell, I put a little bit of weight on. And but you know, I think you soon lose it once you start playing, once you start training again. And hopefully I can do that now and get myself into, you know, the best shape I can, because it's going to be a tough season, a tough league.
Obviously, since Tim's coming up, witness, they've signed yourself and Logan Tompkins, you know, maybe two of the most eye-catching signers in Championship. Has Tim spoke to you about what he sees your role being in the team and how all that comes together?
I think it's a pretty young squad, isn't it? So, I think what I bring is probably that experience, the voice, you know. Kind of, I've always been an organising half anyway, and someone who likes to kick the ball and try and organise a team and get the team around the park. So, you know, with us being a young team, I want just to bring that kind of experience and that bring that voice for the team. And if I can help young halves like, you know, Joey Lyons, who's there, who's a great, you know, great young half, if I can, you know, help him in any way, you know, that's what I see my kind of job being now. And, I'm looking forward to this. The new challenge for me, and like I say, it's going to be a tough league. You've got, you know, Toulouse, you've got Lee, you've got, you know, teams like that. They've all got great players in the team. They're going to be tough, so hopefully we can have a big year and do well ourselves.
Is that what's being taught? What are the aims? Is that, you know, obviously you're looking at the playoffs, and then whatever else happens after that happens, is that the sort of way you're looking
at it? You've got to look at getting in the playoffs, and like you mentioned, you know, anything happens after that, you know, anything can happen once you're in them playoffs. So, I think that the history behind the club, witness, the fan base they've got, you know, the club as a whole, it is a Super League club, that all the foundations there for it. But at the minute, you know, we're playing the Championship, and we've got to earn the right to get back into Super League. And I think Tim's putting a squad together now that can achieve that, but you know, we've got a lot of games in the way of it, and a lot of good teams as well. So it's going to be difficult, but it's something that we'll hopefully do.
Do you see yourself playing out your career now at Widnes? I know it's early doors, but I suppose it's local to you, and if you're enjoying your rugby and whatnot.
100%, yeah. My mind couldn't be any further away from Super League, even from thing. You know, I've signed for Widnes, and I want to do the best I can do for them, and like I've mentioned, you know, start enjoying my rugby again. And I think being a part of something, you know, like trying to get a club back into Super League, I think is something that, you know, really, I want to probably achieve at this part of my career now. So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, I'm fully committed to Widnes, and although I've only signed for a year with an option for next, you know, I'll give it everything I've got for this year.
It's interesting, isn't it, because it's almost like bookending your career a little bit, because you had the loan spell in 2008, I think. What do you remember from that time?
Apart from having a few spots on my face.
You had longer hair then.
I had longer hair, yeah. I'll probably look cool then. But yeah, it was just a great time. I mean, Widnes gave me... I know I come through at Saints and I played a couple of games in Super League for Saints, but I really think Widnes gave me that... that chance to kick to further my career, because from that spell at Widnes, that 3 months, I played every single game. I got noticed for Crusaders, and Crusaders signed me, and I played every game for Crusaders in Super League. So, you know, Widnes gave me that opportunity, and I'll be forever grateful for that. And but love me time, you know, come over with Steve Tyra, Christine, just a good time, just playing. You know, just you want to enjoy your rugby back then, and you just want to play. That's all you want to do as a kid. You want to play. And you know, like I said, they give me opportunity to do that, and you know, I'm grateful.
I've spoke to Matty since, and he's quite comfortable, I think, with the expectation levels. No, not many outsiders seem to be talking about Widnes, and I think that'll suit the Vikings down to the ground, especially, you know, the likes of Matty and Logan Tompkins in there as well. I'm sure there's some internal pressures, but the fact that everyone's talking about Lee, Toulouse, Featherstone, and whatnot probably suits the lineup and the players that are there. Looking at the other squads, I suppose you could say. I mean, in my opinion, Widnes is 1, 6, 7, and 9 stand up to anybody's in the league. I have put a list of all the signings on widnesrugby.com if you want to have a look at them. I suppose Featherstone have recruited fairly well. Craig Hall, I think, is a great signing for them. Brett Ferris is another good pickup. Thomas Mintz from Hull KR as well. They're obviously reliant on Leeds quite a bit, Featherstone, so it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. Halifax have recruited okay. Jordy Broughton, Keel Carlisle, good players, of course. Tom Gilmore, jury's still out on him. Lee will go into the season as favourites. A number of new faces in their team. Danny Addy, a key player for them. They've got plenty of half-back options. Jared Sammet, Josh Woods, Ben Reynolds, Martin Ridyard. I think London may struggle or make, well, not struggle, but certainly do less than anticipated. They were relegated from Super League. They've kept the majority of that team, but then they've lost a couple. They've only really recruited Reece Curran of any note from Toulouse. Corey Aston, I suppose you could make an argument for. He comes in from Casford. Dan Norman's obviously a good prospect, but I'm not sure he's anything for Widnes to be too worried about. And Oliver Ashall, but I'm not convinced he'll stay on the pitch long enough for him to make any sort of difference. Toulouse's recruitment's been very good. Harrison Hanson, Frank Winterstein and Lloyd White amongst their recruitment. They'll be up there as the favourites too. York have recruited well. Ben Johnston, Danny Washbrook, Chris Clarkson, James Green, Jimmy Kynor, some real good signs there. I just feel that teams will be a lot more prepared when they face York this season compared to last season. All in all, I think with them top six or seven teams, it's hard to call at this moment in time. Fingers crossed, Widnes can get off to a good start when they travel to Oldham on Sunday. Of course, I've been busy doing lots of preparing for the new season. And as part of that, I've been going around the grounds and doing media days and whatnot. And I took the opportunity to catch up with Anthony Gellin, who, of course, left Widnes at the end of last season to join Warrington. I'm not sure if you've seen it, but there's a video doing the rounds on Sky Sports News where they asked Anthony Gellin who the most successful club in Super League in the Super League era was, and he said pound for pound, Widnes. So he's not lost his sense of humour despite signing for Warrington. I asked him a bit about his time at Widnes and the circumstances of it all, and he had some interesting things to say, so have a listen.
Are you sort of happy where you've ended up? You know, obviously you've had a turbulent couple of years, obviously with, you know, going back home and then coming to Widnes and then coming here. Are you pleased to be back in Super League and back at that top level?
Yeah, definitely. Just the environment as well, you know, the staff's good, the facilities are good. You know, I live close to training, so it's a lot easier. You know, this time last year, I was stressing about, you know, my family's visas, a new baby, club, you know, and financial crisis, so... You know, there's a lot on the shoulders. This year, it's just purely just focus on rugby.
Yeah.
And I feel the benefits of it.
And obviously, like I say, you've got the family situation sorted, and I suppose you shouldn't underestimate how important that is to sort of your mental health and all that
it's
sort of
massive,
stuff.
Man. You know, now that it's sorted, you kind of take it for granted again.
Yeah.
You know, how hard it was last year.
Yeah.
But,
obviously, you were at Widnes, and obviously they were going part-time and stuff. That sort of forced your hand in sort of having to leave and... Would you always going to look to go back to Super League? Was that, because obviously you signed for Widnes when they were in Super League, so you know, I suppose that's where you thought you would be anyway.
Yeah, definitely. It was never my goal to play Championship, or, you know, when they did go Championship, you know, I was looking at, you know, I still wanted to go Super League. I was looking at other Super League opportunities. Yeah, that's always where I wanted to be.
Do you regret having that year in the Championship? Obviously,
nah,
you could have made a move work.
At times, when it first kind of happened, I did. Like when they first got relegated, I was thinking, what am I doing? When they went bust, obviously, I was thinking, what's going on? But looking back at the year now, like I learned a lot about the game, about rugby league. I learned a lot about people, you know, kind of dealing with that kind of adversity. And I learned a lot about myself too, you know, character-wise. You know, I've never really been in that position before, so I was really testing. And I don't look at it as a wasted year at all. You know, I think I learned some really valuable lessons that are going to help me, you know, for the rest of my life.
And you built quite a rapport with the Widnes fans, and some of them might have seen you as a bit of a beacon of hope, you know, in them dark times. So did that make it harder for you to then go and sign for sort of their arch rivals?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it was...
Don't want inflatable snakes thrown at you like Kevin Brown.
Nah, but I don't think it's like that.
Yeah.
You know, the thing was, when the club went bust, they said, you know, we can see up this year, but next year, you know, we can't. So my hand was forced, obviously. You know, I would have loved to see Widnes push hard and get back in the Super League and all that, but it just wasn't to be, man. You know, a lot of boys, you know, there's boys down in London, there's boys playing up in Yorkshire, you know, that have had to leave, and, you know, they love playing at Widnes. But, yeah, just their hand was forced. And, you know, I think a lot of Widnes fans understand the situation. You know, I still live in Widnes. You know, I was down at training on Thursday with the boys, and, you know, I'll be there on Sunday watching them play as well.
Season tickets are on sale until Wednesday. The first home game is against Batley on Sunday, February the 9th. So get down to the club shop or buy on the official club website if you want to get your season ticket. Thanks, as always, to sponsors Musical All Sorts, PD Law Solicitors, Arnold Gore's Financial Management and Deal the Jewellers. I'll be back next week, hopefully after an opening day win against Oldham. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. Please do leave your comments. Share the post, subscribe to the podcast, leave some reviews on iTunes and Spotify and whatnot as well. And don't forget to keep it widnesrugby.com for all the latest. Thanks a lot. Never, 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 never.